T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump is exerting executive privilege over documents about the citizenship question being added to next year's census.
The House Oversight Committee had subpoenaed those documents and will vote this afternoon on whether to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for not handing over the documents.
Bloomberg's Larry Liebert is on our newsline. Larry, thanks for joining us. Why does the Oversight Committee want these documents so badly?
Well, there's a continuing dispute over whether to put a citizenship question, are you a U.S. citizen, on the next census. And the underlying debate is whether that's being done for political reasons to discourage Hispanics, for instance, including legal citizens who might have relatives or friends who aren't legal from participating in the census, whether that's a political move by Republicans or whether it's a serious move for information, as the Justice Department Attorney General Barr says it is.
So why won't the Trump administration just hand over these documents?
Well, I think this is really part of a broader, much broader debate that includes, on another front, the Mueller report and the documents behind that, where they are saying, these are work documents, these are decisions we made internally, and they've gone to executive privilege, which is the argument. It's not entirely sacred. It's going to end up in court. It's the argument that a president must be able to have confidential discussions, and therefore you can't demand all sorts of internal debate materials like this. And so it's the broader debate, but it's also this citizenship question, which is going to the Supreme Court. It's on its way already.
Yeah, we're hopefully getting a verdict on that maybe sometime this month. What are people saying? What could the final outcome of this be regarding that new citizenship question?
Well, you can't be sure, of course. It's one of the many early tests now whether this increasingly conservative court will share what is clearly not only the president's view, but the attorney general's view that a president has significant leeway on a lot of these issues, that presidential power matters. But there's the debate in this case and others as to whether Congress really has a legitimate role in oversight to demand documents like this.
Larry, thank you. That's Larry Liebert at Bloomberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.